Greetings and welcome. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And a great program today, some chamber music, the sounds of New York voices, the great Shostakovich, and a celebration of October, and an interesting touch of oboe music. Let's begin with some chamber music by Poulenc. Now, this French composer is known for his incredible knack of exploring and developing the characters and the colors of wind instruments. His music emulates kind of the natural breath rhythms of the human voice, and we're going to hear that in this next selection from his sextet for flute, oboe, bassoon, clarinet, horn, and piano. Yes, it's a daunting task. I cannot actually select a better cast to perform it today. We have James Levine on piano. He's joined by the ensemble Wien Berlin. So do enjoy.
Thank you.
An impressive way to start a program. That was James Levine on piano and joined by the members of the ensemble Wien Berlin and the Allegro Vivace from Francis Poulenc's Sextet for Flute, Oboe, Clarinet, Horn, Bassoon, and Piano. Now, this next ensemble is a Grammy Award-winning group. They have celebrated their 25th anniversary a couple years back and definitely show no signs of slowing down. And they're known for their close-knit voicing and very inspired arrangements. And speaking of such, we can hear it today in a recording of the songs of Paul Simon. Now, the member Peter Eldridge commented that, and I quote, "Some of my earliest memories involve Paul Simon's music. I remember as a child sitting on my father's lap, listening to the music and trying to read the lyrics on the album cover." How cute is that? Certainly, Paul Simon was one of the handful of songwriters who genuinely shaped my own concept of songwriting. Those are the words of Peter Eldridge from the ensemble New York Voices. Well, let's take a listen to some of that inspiration at work. Here are the New York Voices.
Oh, 4 in the morning, Oh, I fear I'll do some damage one fine day. But I would not be convicted by a jury of my peers. Still crazy after all these years. Oh, still crazy. I'm still after all these years, yeah. Still crazy,
still crazy.
Hey, hey, hey.
Still crazy.
You ride me, I'm out in the jungle, I'm hungry to hear you. Send me a card, I am waiting so hard to be near you.
La la la.
Why don't you ride?
Something's wrong and I know I gotta be there.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm lost but I can't make the cost of the airfare.
Ooh. Tell me why. Tell me why.
You write me a letter would brighten my loneliest evening.
Bang, bang, bang. Mail it today if it's only to say that you're leaving me.
Ooh.
The members of New York Voices with two selections from their disc of the works of Paul Simon. We heard Still Crazy After All the Years, and Why Don't You Write Me? And really, why don't you? In any case, you are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And as per the name of the show, we're going to switch it up again and go back to some music by Shostakovich, specifically his symphonic poem, October. This was written back in 1967 as the 50th anniversary of the Bolshevik Revolution. Now, it was expected at the time that all artists contributed to the celebration, so it was kind of expected that he did write a work. And this is a very emotional and a little bit dark, but there's a great sense of grandeur in the work as well. And grandeur and great performance in the performance by the Gothenburg Symphony Orchestra with Nima Jarvi conducting.
Thank you.
A powerful performance, Sam, that's to say the least, with lots of nationalistic pride. That was the Gothenburg Symphony Orchestra, directed by Nima Yarvi and Shostakovich's symphonic poem, October. You're listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And I think it is that time in the program, I get so excited for it all the time, to celebrate an underrated instrument that some say is one of the hardest in the world to perfect. I'm talking about the oboe. This morning, some music inspired from Japan. And I find this CD particularly beautiful. It's a compilation of Japanese melodies. Today, two selections. We're going to hear Akatomba, a red dragonfly song, and Torianse, a child folk song. Here is Jean-François Payard and his chamber orchestra.
Thank you.
Two Japanese melodies, Akatomba, a red dragonfly song, and Toriyanse, a child folk song. And those were both selections from a disc called Japanese Melodies. And that was the members of the Jean-François Peylalt Chamber Orchestra, joined by Jacques Chambon on oboe. And we're going to continue on Classical Chaos. And what better way to continue than, you know, you really can't go wrong with some Mozart. His concerto in B-flat was completed back on the 15th of March in 1784 and is thought to be one of Mozart's most revolutionary works. I'm quoting this. It was written for virtuoso, just like himself, where the winds are actually as important as the strings. That was a tad radical at the time. It is, and I quote, a concerto that can make you sweat to the complexity. Well, no worries today. Hopefully you have a good sweat. Mitsuko Yoshida will be on the piano and joined by the members of the English Chamber Orchestra to make it look like an incredibly lovely walk in the park. Here is the final Allegro from Mozart's Piano Concerto in B-flat. Thank you. A stunning performance. That was Mitsuko Yoshida and the English Chamber Orchestra, and the finale, the Allegro, from Mozart's Piano Concerto in B-flat. Couldn't have heard it better. You're listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And why not? Just a little Canadiana to round off the program, and you may recognize this one. It's also written by a Canadian, so enjoy.
There was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do ya? It goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing high. Strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen.
kitchen chair. She broke your throne, she cut your hair, and from your lips she drew the hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I've been here before. I know this room and walk this floor. I used to live alone before I knew you. Seen your flag on the marble arch, and love is not a victory march. It's cold and it's a broken heart.
So I tried to touch, I told the truth, I didn't come to fool you. And even though it all went wrong, stand before the Lord of Song with nothing on my tongue but hallelujah.
How better a way to end a program than with that? That was amazing. One of my favorites, that's Hallelujah and the Canadian Tenors. You have been listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Thanks so much for joining me. Till next time.